Today I'm going to talk about doubt and read a passage from the Bible and just talk about perhaps we just may have a few doubts about God. And you know, when we have doubts, quite often we're not very sure how we should act or proceed. And I want to give you an illustration of a doubt that I had that affected me. In fact, I did nothing at all because I had a doubt on this particular morning. I've recently been visiting four Asian countries. And at about 5 o'clock every morning, the roosters would begin to crow. And birds would begin to whistle or chirp. Dogs begin barking, and by 6 o'clock, it's bright day, and everybody is going about their daily business or getting to work. It's bright daylight in those Asian countries, in Indonesia, Malaysia, Burma, and India. It is really bright at 6 o'clock each morning. But I flew home. Got home at night time, quite tired, went to sleep, and of course it wasn't long after the shortest day of the year, and at 6 o'clock in the morning here it's quite dark still, isn't it? Well, my wife set the alarm for 6 o'clock, the normal time that we get up, but I was used to it being daylight at 6 o'clock in Asia, so when the alarm clock went off and I looked out the window, it was still nighttime, it was still dark. I doubted the alarm clock. I thought I was still in Asia, I guess. I doubted that it was 6 o'clock in the morning because it was still dark, but in Asia at six it was bright as day. And so do you know what I did? I just turned over and went back to sleep because I... Okay. I just turned over and went back to sleep because I doubted that the clock was telling the right time. No action at all because I had that doubt. Have you ever had doubts about things? And you haven't been able to do anything about it? I know not so long ago my wife said, look, I think we should go out for a picnic lunch. And I said, look, what about the weather? She had a good look and she said, well, yeah, it could rain. So we had so many doubts about the weather that we didn't go on the picnic that day. It was just as well too. So when we have doubts, we generally don't act very positively, do we? We're not sure if we should do certain things if we have doubts about it. And it can be the same about God in our lives. If we have doubts about God, well, we probably aren't going to love Him, serve Him, pray to Him, and so on. And I want to read a few verses from the Bible in John chapter 14. And talk about a few problems and doubts that the disciples had that the Lord Jesus tried to correct. John chapter 14, and we'll read from verse 1. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am, that you may also be with me where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Then Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, said to the Lord Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? The Lord Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. That's a very special part of God's word, and many of you may have learnt it off by heart. But the Lord Jesus said these special words to his disciples the night before he died. He was crucified the next day. And the Lord Jesus could see that the disciples were troubled that the Lord Jesus was going to die. And in the verse you had, that you had to guess, the Lord Jesus had said to Peter earlier on, "Peter, who do you say I am? Who am I really?" And he was testing Peter to see if he had any doubts about him then. And Peter said, what were the words he said? "You are the Christ." Very good, the Son of the Living God. So at that point, Peter didn't have any more doubts about who the Lord Jesus was. But at this point, I think he was starting to have a few doubts about him. And the Lord could see this, and the other disciples had some doubts too about the Lord, because he said he was going to die. He was going to go away and leave them. And they expected him to keep on performing miracles and perhaps become the King of Israel and rule over them in power. So they were troubled and they began to doubt. And the Lord Jesus said, "Look, don't let your hearts be troubled." And then he said, "Look, you trust in God, trust also in me." And why was the Lord Jesus asking them to trust in him? Well, obviously they were having a few doubts about the Lord Jesus again at this point in time. And so my first point today is, let's have no doubts about who God is and who his Son, the Lord Jesus, is. Let's have no doubts about it. Because if you have doubts about who he is, how great and mighty and forgiving he is, then you might hold back from asking him to forgive your sins so that you can be assured of a place in heaven. So have no doubts about God and about the Lord Jesus. Trust in God and trust also in the Lord Jesus. Have no doubts about who he is, the true and the living God who created the world, who gave us life, and who loves us dearly. Let's have no doubts about that. Then the second thing the Lord Jesus talked about was heaven. And that's important, isn't it? And as I grow older, heaven is becoming more and more special in my thinking and in my anticipation, because I trust that when I die, and I have no doubt that I will go to heaven. But the disciples at this point in time must have been having a few doubts, and the Lord Jesus said, "Look, I'm going to prepare a place for you in heaven, because and in my Father's house are many mansions, there's many rooms, there's room for everyone that loves him. And I'm going to come back one day and take you to be where I am." So the Lord Jesus was teaching about heaven and assuring the disciples that it is a real place. It's a place that we can look forward to going to. And the Lord Jesus has prepared the way for us to go to heaven. And there is only one way to go to heaven, and we're going to see that and talk about that shortly. And that is through trusting the Lord Jesus. But let's have no doubts about heaven. The Lord Jesus taught his disciples, he teaches us, that heaven is a real place, that those who have had their sins forgiven can look forward to going to when we die. And you know, heaven is described in other parts of the Bible. There's going to be no more growing old in heaven. I don't think we'll need to have creams and lotions to try and get rid of all those wrinkles or anything like that. There's going to be no tears. There's not going to be any sin. No robbers. No crying. No tears. And no death. I am looking forward to being with the Lord Jesus one day in heaven. And I'm certain about it. I'm sure about it. Because God has forgiven my sin. Let's have no doubts about heaven. Firstly, let's have no doubts about God. Let's have no doubts about heaven. And then, thirdly, the Lord Jesus answered one of the disciples, Thomas, who said he wanted to know the way. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the way. You know the verse? Okay, you know this verse off by heart, and we have to have it in our hearts too. So I think the Lord Jesus would be saying to us this morning, let's have no doubt that the Lord Jesus is the only way, the only door, the only entrance into heaven. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Now, I wonder if we have a few doubts about the way to heaven. Some people might think if they live a good life and pay their taxes and love their children and give them a good education and never steal anything, I go along to church every Sunday, that they will be good enough to go to heaven. Is that what the Bible teaches? No. The Bible teaches us that we have to repent of our sin and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us our sin, and through him, through his way, we go to heaven. So let's have no doubt that the way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus, through repentance and him forgiving us our sin. And then he went on, and it's in verse 10 of this chapter. You may want to read it, but he speaks about God's word there, and he said, look, the words I say are not my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is also doing his word. His work. He referred to his word, and he was referring to the Bible. And the Lord Jesus was referring to it in such a way that we, with assurance, can trust in what God's word tells us and teaches us. Let's have no doubt about God's word. Now, we have it in the book we call the Bible. There are millions of other books in the world, aren't there? But this book is given to us by God. It is his word to us, and we are to believe it, and we are to have no doubt about God's word and his promises and the truths that it teaches us. I wonder how many people have read through the Bible from cover to cover. Okay, look, there's some hands going up, and they've read through it from cover to cover. That is wonderful. Let's have no doubt about the teaching in it and the truths in it, because they are true. They are God's word. If we doubt God's word, we're not going to act very positively in a Christian way, are we? Now, the Lord Jesus went on talking to his disciples, and fifthly, he spoke about prayer in verse 13. He said, I will do whatsoever you ask in my name, and you may ask anything in my name, and I will do it. And there's a condition there, as long as it's for the Father's glory. Not for our own selves or our own glory, the God will hear our prayers and answer them. Now, I think the Lord Jesus was speaking about prayer to his disciples at this point to challenge them that if they had any doubts about praying to God, that they were ill-founded, and they were to continue on faithfully to pray every day. And not only pray, but to praise God every day for all the great things that that he has done. They were not to doubt in the effectiveness and the importance and the fact that God answers prayer. Now, sometimes God may not answer today. He may not answer tomorrow. It may be months or years sometimes for him to answer prayers. But here, the Lord Jesus is assuring the disciples that they were to continue on praying and trusting God to answer prayer. I wonder if some of us have had some doubts about the importance of praying. That's very easy to happen, isn't it, if some of our prayers aren't answered. But here, the Lord Jesus is assuring them that God answers prayer. Let's have no doubts about it. Now in verse 19, he assured the disciples that because I live, you will also live. Now the Lord Jesus was one day away from being crucified and dying. 3 days later, he was resurrected from the grave, and he's living and alive today. And he's challenging the disciples to be assured that the Lord Jesus, as our Savior, as God overall, is living and alive and loves us. Here's our prayer. Carries out his promises, is still the way to God. He has prepared a place for those that love him in heaven, and we're to have no doubts whatsoever about God. Do you really believe that the Lord Jesus died for the sins of the whole world? He died for your sins. He died for my sins, to bear the judgment that was rightfully mine, and through repentance, confession of sin, and accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have everlasting life and will live in heaven with the Lord Jesus forever and ever. But do we doubt that he's living and alive today? Do we doubt that we have eternal life if we've trusted him? He was assuring the disciples that they were to have no doubts about the fact that the Lord Jesus is living and alive. And then in verse 21, he speaks about the Father's love for the Son. And he said, "And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him too." And so the Lord Jesus is assuring the disciples in this time of trouble that God the Father loves them, and God the Son loves them also. Have we got any doubts about God's love? It's wonderful to be loved by somebody, isn't it? And God has given clear proof that he loves us, especially so when he sent his Son to die as a sacrifice for our sins. That is clear proof, a clear demonstration that God loves you and I very, very dearly. Do we doubt that love? I remember a little story I read about Mr. Moody, a great evangelist of many years ago. He was traveling on a ship from London to New York. He was crossing the Atlantic Ocean, and he was traveling with his little granddaughter. And early in the morning, when they were in the middle of the ocean, halfway between London and New York. He and his granddaughter were walking around the top deck of this ocean liner for exercise, and they were talking about God. And the little granddaughter was only about 4 years old at that time. And she said, "Look, Grandpa, how big is God's love? Can you tell me how big, how much does God love us?" Now that's a difficult question to answer for a four-year-old, isn't it? And how would you have answered that? Well, this wonderful man of God, this great evangelist, he explained in words that his little granddaughter could understand. And he said, "Look, just look at the end of it, and it never ends." And the granddaughter was silent for a moment, and then she said, "You know, Grandpa, isn't it wonderful that we're right in the middle of it? We're in the center of it. And look, we are in the center of God's love. He loves us, and he wants us to love him too. He wants us to trust him with our lives. He wants us to repent of our sins and confess them so that he can forgive us, so that we will remain in the center of his love for the rest of our life, for all eternity." And so there are a few doubts that the Lord Jesus was addressing in the lives of the disciples in this chapter. Firstly, he says, don't doubt. Who can remember the first one? Don't have doubts about God. Trust in God. Secondly, have no doubts about. Wonderful, that's right. Have no doubts about heaven. And then thirdly, he had no doubts about the way to heaven. Wonderful, that's right. Then fourthly, he said, have no doubts about God's word. Have no doubts about everything that's written in the Bible. And then he said, have no doubts about prayer. And then he had have no doubts that the Lord is living and alive. And have no doubt about God's love. Have you got any doubts about these things? Have you got any doubts about the existence of God and that he does love us? Have you got any doubts about the way to heaven? Lots of people do have doubts about the way to heaven. Well, look, there is a very clear way to heaven, only one way. It's through repentance, it's through trusting, it's through having our sins forgiven. But may God bless you, and may you have no doubt about God and the way to heaven and about his love and about his word. And may God bless you all. Thank you so much.